Hey, it's Beth here. Over 65. Barely talking, lots of talking. Anyway, it's July 28th, 2020. And I did a podcast on gaslit songs. But what's much more important is gaslight movies, because they resonate. It's not 3 minutes, it's 2 hours of it being hammered into your head, whatever they're hammering into your head. And I got started on this way early. You know, a big deal in my life was going to Disney movies as a kid. And, I mean, Dumbo, when Dumbo's ears flopped out, I thought, oh my God, Dumbo, you are dead. But no. Dumbo's mom loved him forever. And, I mean, honestly, nobody clapped for Tinkerbell more than I did. No one. My hands were burning. I remember that. My mother was looking down like, you're insane. Tinkerbell, not insane. So, you know, Disney was always great, except for Bambi's mother. Bambi's mother was a big horror, but I really thought everything was going to be okay, and going out to the movies was great. And then I was at the theater seeing Beauty and the Beast. What a crock! I was sitting there going, he's not worth it. Belle, get out. That is not an attractive man. I mean, even when he became attractive, I was like, watch your P's and Q's, girl. You're not gonna hold up. That guy has an edge, a complete edge. So, I mean, yeah, I've been gaslit. I mean, Beauty and the Beast was pretty much in your face. I saw through that one. Dr. Zhivago, like, you know, Omar Sharif is gorgeous. And Julie Christie, fantastic. But I'm watching the movie, and I'm so into David Lean's cinematography. And the snow, Siberia, gorgeous, gorgeous. But he's married. That guy is married. And he has a baby, and he leaves his wife when she's 8 months pregnant. I know her father's there, and he's a doctor, but what? I'm trying to enjoy the movie. I'm trying to love it. But I'm like, no. And then he goes, you know, and finds, and I'm telling you, at this point, his wife, she knew. Una knew. She did. She was right on it. When she saw his face, when he left their little idyllic life, they made, you know, the ice castle was a mess, and they made a little life for themselves in the, I guess, the trailer hut or something, for the slaves, or not the slaves, the, whatever they called them back in the day in Russia, the workers, whatever. They made a beautiful life. Things grew. Everything was great. Son was happy. I mean, she was heavy with a baby. So, there's that, okay? And then, Titanic. Okay. I am saying there was plenty of room for him to hold on to that floating device till they got help. I mean, everybody's like, this is romantic. I'm like, no. Come on. Move over, Kate Winslet. Give Leonardo a half of that. I actually thought she didn't want to be with him because he was an Irish peasant, beyond peasant stock. Like, so I was lost in that movie too. So, anyway, but the big one biggest one. Oh, and Groundhog's Day? Okay. Very romantic. Very romantic. But please, Bill Murray, you're never going to please this girl. She has an edge. She needs everything to be perfect. You are working so hard to get what? I mean, okay, she's beautiful. I get it. But what an exacting creature. So, oh yeah, you think, oh, and you're kissing, everything's perfect that one day. And it's all over now? No. Andy McDowell is going to eat you for lunch. You got maybe 2 days. And that's the end of that. So gaslit. Totally gaslit. I'm falling for them all. But the big one in my childhood was Casablanca. I mean, there's something wrong with me, probably. But I did love the movie. I mean, their romance, everything. Ingrid was beautiful. Humphrey was beautiful. Played against Sam. Fabulous song. Everything was great. And the romance is going pretty well. And then the patient takes a turn for the worst. I mean, seriously. She's Czech. The husband's Czech. They have a wonderful time in the restaurant, blah, blah, blah. He's there. Do you think this, Ingrid's husband isn't stupid? What do you think? He's not paying attention? He's totally paying attention. He goes out to this meeting at night. Do you think he doesn't know? He is the biggest spy in the French resistance. And he's not even a French. He's a Czech guy. So, she fooled him. I'm like, no. But I'll tell you this. 75 years ago was when this all happened. And Ingrid was becoming a bit of a star, not a big one. And David Selznick found her. And he brings her back to Hollywood. And she's like, okay, you better mean this and you better be right. And everything's going pretty well because she was amazing in this movie called Intermezzo. And he was enchanted, but not his wife. So there she is. And David's like, isn't she great? And the wife's going, no, she's not great. Is that the face we're going to show to the public? Are those the eyebrows? Is that the hair color? And look at her teeth. Just show me what you're thinking. David goes, well, she's a talented actress. She said, not in America. Maybe in Europe. Maybe anywhere else in the world, but not in America. And so David Selznick's wife and Ingrid get into it. And she's like, I came over here because you told me to. I came over here because you told me I was fine just the way I was. Who is this woman? And they had this big fight. And David Selznick's wife just went at her. She said, I'm not doing that to my eyebrows. What are you talking about? That is a pencil line. Nobody has an eyebrow like that. And my teeth are fine. They're not chiclets. And it went on for 6 months. And finally, Ingrid won the day, won the battle, right before Casablanca. And it was amazing because no one had ever seen a heroine look so human, so normal, so everyday. And it took the world by storm. And I'm like, it took me by storm. But I'm just here to say, I was gaslit. You were gaslit. We were all gaslit because what is Humphrey thinking? He's sending her off on this plane with a man who knows exactly what is going on. And he's going to walk off with this guy, and they're going to be the greatest of friends. Well, what happened to Sam? The guy on the piano? And what happened to Ingrid? Like, you can't send her off on that plane with this guy. That husband knows, and he's going to make her pay. He is going to make her pay for this. He's not stupid. I don't know where that plane's going, but she is going to pay for it. He didn't miss a beat. I looked at that guy. He was smart. Smartest guy in the French Resistance. And you're going to pull this one over him, over his eyes? Pull the wool over his eyes? He knows she went out that night. He's not buying any of this. So what the hell? I was so upset about that movie. But everybody loved it. And so I just kind of talked myself into it. But, you know, you get to 65 and all of a sudden the blinders come off. And I'm like, no. Humphrey Bogart shouldn't have put her on that plane. He wasn't. I mean, I think maybe he was thinking, what is it amount, the problems of three people. But he's going to walk off with a guy that doesn't have a problem with him. And she's on a plane with a man who knows she loves another man. That is not a good life. That's not a good ending. And you know, like really, when you look in her eyes, when he says, oh, you know, the problems of a few people, I'm looking at her eyes and I'm like, she is going, what the what? What the what? What are you doing? What are you doing, buddy? I mean, you can see it on her face. And what's noble about this? She is a dead duck. So, just, you know, I'm not that busy. I do not have much on my mind. And it's Tuesday and, you know, pandemic's going on, but I just want to say gaslit movies are not good at all, and the girls don't come out in great shape. Breakfast at Tiffany's, okay, that guy doesn't come out in great shape. It's Audrey Hepburn. She is gorgeous when she puts that hat on and those pearls, and she says, do I look all right? Okay, right, she does. George Peppard is a goner. I get it. Home movie's going great. And, you know, she's expecting to have this life with this guy. Rich guy. That's all she's thinking. And nothing's working out. So they end up together. They're in the taxi cab. Okay. She throws the cat out of the taxi cab. She can't even. She loves this cat. Oh, madly loves this cat. She doesn't even name it. She calls it the cat. She throws him out of the cab in the rain. Okay. George is looking at her like, what? They go like a mile. And then all of a sudden she has like, ah, what did I do? They go back and they find the cat. But George, 3-4 years from now, that is you, my friend. That is you. And I don't know if she's going to go back and find you. Like, that was the weirdest ending. I'm like, the cat didn't do anything to you. And you and George have had a pretty rocky relationship. I mean, he's a male prostitute and you're a female prostitute. Not that that's a bad thing, but you guys aren't really kind. And then all of a sudden you have this, like, character arc. Kindness. And she throws the cat out of the cab. Even the cab driver thought it was bad. Cab drivers have seen everything. So, all I'm saying is gaslit movies, I don't know. I just want to put my blinders back on. That's all I'm saying. So, I hope you're getting through it. It's getting close to the end of July. Something's got to give somewhere along the line. And just remain sane. That is your job. And it's my job, too. It's getting very hard. I'm lowering the bar on what sanity means. That's what I do every day. Oh, sane people, you know, eat mailboxes every Tuesday. So, anyway. just stay as sane as you can, and I will be back. Thanks. Bye-bye.